Cons: London, drug dealers sentenced to life for mistaken identity murder of schoolgirl Jody Chesney. By Kurt Zindelka on November 18, 2019. Svensson Ongakwi, 19, and Aaron Isaacs, 17, have been given life sentences for stabbing Jody Chesney, a 17-year-old girl, to death. A judge has lifted a reporting restriction in the Jody Chesney trial, unmasking the two men who took her life earlier this year in Amy's Park in Harold Hill, East London. The drug dealer, Svensson Ongakwi, will serve a minimum of 26 years and his runner accomplice, Aaron Isaacs, will serve at least 18 years in prison. The murder of Jody Chesney occurred on March 1 of this year. Chesney was relaxing in the park with her friends when the two assailants approached her from behind and stabbed her in the back with a knife. She screamed and collapsed into the arms of her boyfriend, Eddie Coyle, before succumbing to her wound and dying on the way to the hospital. Judge Wendy Joseph told the court that Chesney's death was a case of mistaken identity in a turf war series of tit-for-tat attacks that were reported to be over 20 pounds of Pineapple Express marijuana. The judge went on to say she was satisfied that Svensson had murdered Jody, but that Isaacs was a willing supporter. When that knife was driven into Jody, that intention was to kill, she said. Jody Chesney was a self-taught piano player, a scout leader, and was just weeks away from completing her Gold Duke of Edinburgh award. Eddie Coyle, who is now afraid to leave the house at night, paid tribute to his deceased girlfriend. "Jody was funny. Silly, she always made fun of me and she had a bright future ahead of her. She was full of energy and was always out doing something. We had been going out for 3 months. I've never lost anyone before and for the first funeral I've gone to be my own girlfriend's is incredibly hard. I loved her," Coyle said. Peter Chesney, Jody's father, who at the time of Jody's death had just taken a new job as a salesman in the city, said that the murder of his daughter has completely ruined his life. "I was about to take over the world in a promising career. Now I sit here in the cabin in my garden writing this statement. I have left that job, the relationship with my wife has fallen apart and we are now getting divorced. I must sell my house, and above all, I have lost the most precious human being I will ever know," he said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter at @KurtZindelka or email at Zindelka@Breitbart.com.